KVOE, live and local. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM presents In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
And welcome once again to In the Garden on KVOE, AM 1400, 96.9 FM. In the Garden is brought to you by Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. By Waters Hardware. For everything from home to garden, the team at Waters Hardware, well, they have you covered. Open 7 days a week. And by the Emporia Farmers Market. Join them downtown every Saturday, May through October, and Wednesdays, June through September, the Emporia Farmers Market. 342-5863, 342-KVOE is the number to get with us here in the garden. We're joined again by Lyon County Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. Travis, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Doing good today. Well, good. Let's see, the fair, the Lyon County Fair, is now officially done.
It is. It wrapped up,
so,
I think.
how'd things go from your point of view?
From our point of view, things went very well. So we're excited how things worked out. We tried a new system this year for entering results, and we're able to post those now online. And I think that was very well received by many. I think you guys utilized that quite a bit,
yes,
too.
Yes, indeed we did. We love that.
Yeah. So
great idea.
It all worked out really, really well. It was a good fair, good turnout. So now we've taken a few days to decompress, but we'll start writing down our notes for changes for next year, and we'll start all over again.
I know in talking with a couple of the fair board members, they were very, very pleased with, you know, the overall fair, the good numbers out there, and they start planning right away, for next year.
Yep, we're right there with them. So
We
got extremely lucky all the way around with weather.
Weather was great.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was hot when we started, but then it cooled off when everything went from our inside events to the animal shows. Few people got kind of wet the morning that the beef were loaded out and left the fairgrounds. But besides the torrential downpour that morning, the one little little
that's
thing.
Pretty
we
minor,
saw.
Really.
So kind of minor. Yeah, Brian got quite wet. But
well, that's okay. It was Brian, just Brian.
There you go. But otherwise, it turned out to be a really good fair. We were glad to see all the 4-H'ers projects and the culmination of their work. So now some of them are prepping for state fair because that goes out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it'll be here. What, September 6th, I think, is the opening day of that state fair in Hutch.
Yes, and stuff goes out to be judged for 4-H'ers on September 5th. So,
okay.
And that's for Anderson Building type projects. Yeah. Animals will start arriving around that time too. So, it's almost here for that too. So,
so do we normally have a lot of livestock that gets state fair?
I don't want to say hit or miss, but we do have a good showing from Lyon County that goes out. We also then have some that a few weeks after will go out for the Kansas Junior Livestock Show, KJLS, will happen a couple weeks afterwards or so. And so we get good numbers of 4-H'ers participating in both. So there'll be a good showing of Lyon County 4-H'ers there. There'll be good showing of them in Centennial Hall, which is where all the 4-H projects are, minus the agronomy projects. Those are over in a different building. Don't know the name of that one. But majority of everything else is in Centennial Hall and the encampment building in that. So, it's going to be another good showing at the State Fair. We're gearing up for that as we will take those items out and I will stay and judge some of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have judging responsibilities?
I do have judging responsibilities at State Fair, so I'm looking forward to see what comes out to the fair. It's always fun to see what other 4-H'ers are growing from across the state and how well they did this year. So
do you is that normally 1-2 days? How long are you there?
We get a day to get it judged. So we get out there and start judging as soon as we can and we're there until the entries are done, or once it starts to slow down and it can be managed by a few people, then some of us will kind of bow out and go from there.
All right. Well, good luck to all that are moving on forward to state fair activities. Good luck. And a big thanks to everyone who was involved, volunteer, worked, and attended this year's Lyon County Fair. Good job. Yeah, nice fair. Well, let's get to our topics here today, Travis. Again, 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line number. Jump on in here. Questions for Travis, now is your opportunity. And we want to talk today first, Travis, about mulching around trees.
Yes, so this doesn't only just go for newly planted trees. This works well as they continue to grow.
For established trees, too.
Yeah, as they continue to grow and, yes, and become established. So having that mulching has several benefits. And the biggest one as they get older is it helps reduce the likelihood of damaging the trunk. Most of us horticulture individuals can walk around. We can tell you which ones have been damaged by lawnmowers and weed eaters. And a lot of times you may hear us refer to trees getting lawnmower blight.
Okay.
And that's from them being hit. When they get scarred or hit by the decks of the lawnmower or the strings on the string trimmers, over time that can actually harm the tree, and then we end up having what's called the roots will start to girdle, and also that just kind of chokes off the upper part of the tree. If it goes deep enough, we cut off the vascular system in the trees. So having that mulching helps reduce the likelihood that we're going to damage it. Because the goal when we put a mulch ring around the tree is to make sure it's as far as the drip line of the tree. So yeah, as they get older, that's fairly good size mulch ring. And by the time they're full mature trees, we know we can't get that close because of the root flare. But especially for those younger ones and kind of fairly established ones that may be 5 to 10 years old, having that mulch ring is a good idea. The biggest thing to remember is we are not making mulch volcanoes. They are more of a donut. If you drive around, we'll pick on Kansas City or Topeka. You drive around, you can tell who does mulch volcanoes and who don't. Mulch volcanoes look like the pile of mulch is heaped up as high as it can go around the trunk of the tree. And that is not good for the tree either. You're creating this environment where rot can get into the trunk, where insects and varmints can start to feed on the trunk of the tree. So we're now create another spot for injury. So we do, though, want the mulch to be anywhere from 4 to 6 inches deep around.
Okay.
But we want that even. We don't need it mounded. We want it even. And then it's okay to keep a couple inches around the trunk. Research goes back and forth on that, where you can have it up as close to the trunk of the tree as you can, or leave a couple inches. Around here through our region, we like to say leaving a couple inches around there.
Okay.
For that, just for that main reason, we're not keeping a lot of moisture around the trunk of that tree and allowing the insects and varmints to feed there. But the biggest thing with mulch, its benefit is it helps one keep consistent moisture around that root ball for the tree to establish and also to handle our temperatures, but also it helps reduce competition. Most folks, when I talk with them about trees, don't realize, or I guess we have the perception that something that big, when there's moisture in the ground, it's going to always outbeat anything else growing under it. So the grass and flowers. But research has shown if there is moisture there, grass is always going to win in the battle for moisture uptake, for water uptake.
Yeah.
So having that mulching, we are ensuring that there is optimum amount of water in the soil in that location for tree to take it in, because they're feeder roots are within the first 18 inches of the soil. Everything else is just there to anchor it and keep it in place. So, you know, you have 18 inches, and grass roots can be anywhere from 6 to 8.
Yeah.
You're not giving that tree much more room. So having that mulching will then help with the establishment overall. You can use, of course, the wood-based. Any type of organic mulch is more recommended in our region than using rock or gravel, because that can also cook the soil and bake the roots.
So wood-based mulch is good.
Wood-based mulch would be best. Yeah. For our area, and then you can continue to add over time, and that will also help the soil as that breaks down and infiltrates in, because that will help loosen things up as well.
Yeah, you kind of touched on this, but 4 to 6 inches, and does it generally, the mulch last, what is it, update annually? Or
so, depending on what you use. Sometimes, depending on the mulch, it may last a few years.
Okay.
The biggest one is folks who like to use the dyed mulch. The blacks, the reds,
yeah,
those fade pretty quick,
don't they?
So if you're wanting that color, which the dye isn't going to hurt anything. Most of us cringe at that because it's just not natural, but natural color. But you would probably be looking at refreshing those every year.
Yeah,
okay. On the colored ones. If you're using your red seed or your cypress mulch or just where it's plain color, you may get a couple of years out of it. If it needs a refresh, go out and kind of rake it up, and that will help kind of liven up that mulch too. And it breaks it up. Sometimes they like to mat together over time. That helps break it up and allow water through the layers as well.
So a natural color is preferred over a dyed?
We do prefer, yes. Because also you know what you're getting, because those tend to be more like cypress or red cedar, which are more hardwood mulches. They deter some insects. They don't break down as fast. You get into the dyed mulches, it could be softwood. It's a mix match of whatever, and it will break down so fast. Yeah, you're going to spend more time mulching with those than you will using your cypress and eastern red cedar mulches.
Good tip. Good point right there. All right, mulching around trees, topic number one here. This is In the Garden. He is Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension horticulturalist, and we invite you to join the program here, 342-5863, 342-KVOE, with any questions for Travis. Stay tuned. We are back with more of In the Garden right after this.
Transform your lawn this summer with top-quality tools from Waters Hardware. They carry the best lawn tools from Greenworks, Husqvarna, and Milwaukee. Whether you need a powerful mower, efficient trimmer, or versatile blower, Waters has you covered. Visit them today for the best deals and elevate your lawn care game. Great gifts, home and lawn improvement, and an extensive selection of rentals all under one roof at Waters Hardware. 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
It's summertime, and that means more opportunities to shop fresh and local at the Emporia Farmers Market. June through September, the Farmers Market is open Saturday mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Shop for freshly picked produce, local honey and eggs, baked goods, flowers. There's always something new at the Farmers Market. Find us downtown at 7th and Merchant for a fun family atmosphere and friendly Emporia area vendors. See you at the market.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
And welcome back once again to In the Garden on KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line. If you have any questions for Travis, please give us a ring, 342-5863. Travis, fall armyworms.
Yes, so I've gotten reports that they've been spotted in our
turf. You've been hearing, huh?
I've been hearing. So army worms not only just in residential lawns. They can affect our crops as well, but from my standpoint, we're going to focus fully on our lawns.
Okay.
So when we have high infestation of armyworms, it basically looks like they're marching across your lawn, and it's going from green to brown fairly quickly. They can be fairly hungry little boogers. They are more of a tropical insect. They come up here in the summer to kind of reproduce, and then they'll fly back south. Our winters are too cold for them, so that's a plus, but they can wreak havoc while they're here. So if you're one considering if that's what's going on, because sometimes the damage can also look like grub damage, so you have to kind of go out and inspect the lawn. So if you're finding caterpillars out there in your lawn, they are roughly about a half of an inch to 3/4 inches long. They will eventually get as big as an inch and a half, so depending on where they're at in their growth stage. And then they have an inverted Y on the top of their head, and it will be dark. It's pretty noticeable that you can see that inverted Y, and that's really what will distinguish it between any other caterpillar, is that marking. And then, of course, we see them more as moths. That's what they fly in and out as. But generally, depending on the feeding, if it's not a heavy infestation, generally they're just nipping the blades back to the crown. And after we get some rain or you start to water, you'll refresh growth and things will be good. Now, there are times, though, they have decimated lawns. They'll eat clear to the crown and destroy the lawn. So it really depends on how heavy of an infestation there is, depending on how much damage you're going to see from them. And so there are a few things we can do to help take care of them. One, to help with the vigor of our lawn, if you can irrigate when we're not getting rain, to help kind of keep things going. But then we can also do some insecticide applications. Everything I'm going to recommend, though, is liquid form. There are granular applications out there. The problem with granulars is you need to make sure you're going to irrigate right after, or you are putting it on as soon as it gets ready to rain, because they have to be activated by water at some point. So it'd be better for homeowners to use more of a liquid based. If you're struggling with any of these, then, or you don't feel comfortable spraying, then reach out to some of our lawn care individuals who do spraying. They also have some products in their arsenal that will be a little bit stronger than we can buy over the counter and will help kind of take care of them a little bit easier. But if you're wanting to spray yourself, we can use products like Spectacide. Trizicide is the product name. Anything that contains permethrin, so 38 plus turf, termite, and ornamental insect spray. We can also use one of my go-tos for a lot, and that's spinosad. We find that in Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, as well
dead
as
Dead Bug Brew.
Yeah,
huh?
Dead Bug Brew. That name gets everybody. But there's some other spinosad products, and then we can also use Dilox, which you would find in BioAdvanced 24-hour grub control. So some of the items we use to control grubs and other caterpillar type insects in our lawns will also help take care of the fall armyworm. But as I mentioned too, if you need to, lawn professionals, a lot of times they have a few more products that are a little more persistent, so they last just a smidge longer than what we can buy over the counter, that will kind of help along as well. So go out and inspect. If you have them in your yard, it's not going to take long to find them. You should be able to kind of go out and walk through. You'll kick them out, or you'll see them crawling across the concrete or the driveway or the rock. I mean, once they kind of complete one area, they move on to the next. So it's just kind of a gradual march across a lawn. So as I mentioned, I got a phone call the other day, noted a couple lawns. So they're, They've been spotted in Emporia. They've been spotted elsewhere in the state, too. So be on the lookout, and then we'll go from there.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So how long does it take them to are they fast workers as far as, you know?
They can be fairly fast workers on a lawn. I can't really give you a good timeline. It really depends on...
like how many there are.
Yeah. It depends on how many were laid in that area, how many survived. You know, depending on how many moths came in, they can lay anywhere from 400 plus eggs. So, I mean, if you had several, I mean, yeah, then it's pretty quick work. But if there is only a few, it may take a little bit less of a time frame. So it really depends on the infestation.
All right, be on the lookout. Fall army worms have been spotted.
Yes.
Here locally. This is In the Garden with Travis Carmichael and Ron Thomas hosting here. 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line number. We'd like to hear from you if you have any questions. Travis is here to field your calls here. Stay tuned. We're back with more of In the Garden right after this.
It's summertime, and that means more opportunities to shop fresh and local at the Emporia Farmers Market. June through September, the Farmers Market is open Saturday mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Shop for freshly picked produce, local honey and eggs, baked goods, flowers. There's always something new at the Farmers Market. Find us downtown at 7th and Merchant for a fun family atmosphere and friendly Emporia area vendors. See you at the market.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
Transform your lawn this summer with top-quality tools from Waters Hardware. They carry the best lawn tools from Greenworks, Husqvarna, and Milwaukee. Whether you need a powerful mower, efficient trimmer, or versatile blower, Waters has you covered. Visit them today for the best deals and elevate your lawn care game. Great gifts, home and lawn improvement, and an extensive selection of rentals all under one roof at Waters Hardware. 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Welcome back to In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension horticulturalist. We'd love to hear from you. 342-5863, 342-KVOE. If you have any questions, Travis is here to do his best to answer them for you. We've talked about mulching around trees and fall army worms, and now cicada killers.
Yes. So this is an insect. And they're big. So
they're big?
They get attention. So this is a wasp, and hence their name. That's what they're after, is cicadas. So that's why they're big.
Okay.
So as I mentioned, they look like a big wasp. They fly around kind of clunky. So they are always kind of, when they're flying around, they're kind of in the way. But unless we corner them, they are fairly harmless.
Okay.
They're after one thing, and that's cicadas. They're not a colony type insect. They prefer to live on their own. So what they do is, of course, the female is after cicadas that she is going to paralyze and kill and take back to a burrow that she has dug in the ground. So you may see them in your turf. You may see them elsewhere kind of digging a hole, and that's what they're after. They're only going to dig 1 to 3 chambers within that hole to shove the cicada. And so generally they're only going to lay as many young as there are cicadas. And that cicada is the food for their larva after it hatches. So that's what they're doing. So yeah, they will grab that cicada. If you've not ever seen it, it's interesting to watch them carry that big of an insect. But they grab a hold of it with their legs and they'll carry it back to their their den, and then they tuck it into the chamber and then lay their young from there. And then they will the young will hatch, eat through that, and then eventually pupate, and then we'll get the next generation from there. A little interesting on them is once they lay their eggs, kind of like some of our other bees, and that if the eggs are not fertilized, they will become male cicada killers. If they're fertilized, they then become female. So it's interesting. Insect world is very interesting.
Yes, it is.
But that is, so if you see them, they're fairly good size. They can be a couple inches big. We actually had a few of them flying through the show barn during the county fair.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And that. But generally, as I mentioned, they're harmless to us. They're just kind of a nuisance. And like I said, you'll find them. They like to be around turf, other structures. So you may see them as you're walking around town or whatnot. But as I mentioned, they're generally harmless. They're just after one thing. And since we had an abundance this year, even in our location, a good amount of cicadas, we were outside of the big area. But that's what they're after. 'Cause that is their food source for them to keep their generations going.
Well, that's an interesting, story right there. Yeah. I mean, far as how they capture the cicadas. So they burrow into your turf then?
They'll burrow. So they'll make a little hole. I shouldn't say little hole, but they'll make a hole through the turf and into the soil. They want to be in the ground. And so you'll find maybe a pile of soil that might make you think you got gophers or moles starting, but it's actually
really
them.
Wow. So it's that big of a hole then, huh?
Well, it looks like it, because they're also digging out then their chambers for them to put in their young and their captures. So it can look like a fair amount of soil until they're done, but it's not going to really hurt your turf. Guess those areas are getting aerated in the soil, but it's not going to be something that's going to dig up the whole yard and kill the turf. They're just doing their thing. We have a lot of bees and wasps that do live in our ground naturally anyway. So
is this seasonal then? I mean,
yeah, it is seasonal. We see them more kind of through the July, August timeframe. We may see them a little bit earlier too, but generally this is more of the time frame when they're more noticed. Is they're more out about this time of year.
All right. Interesting. Learned so much on this program with Travis, I'll tell you. So where are we in the Master Gardener world right now?
We are working on talking with the new applicants and getting them onboarded. We're going to have 5 new ones go through the program starting in September. First Thursday in September, we kick off our Master Gardener training. So it's just around the corner, and then we'll be gearing up for our next Grow Your Garden series on the 18th, I believe, where we'll be talking about hardscapes in the landscape or the garden, whichever you prefer, which sometimes is one of the more forgotten elements in landscape design. And so everyone will get to make a hardscape project that they'll get to take home that evening. So
that's great.
If you're interested in Grow Your Garden series or any of the others, give us a call to sign up at the Extension office, 620-341-3220. They are $20. They start at 6 o'clock at the Extension office. And you can visit our website It might look different. We've just been going through upgrades of the website, so I got to go back and check all that out. But our new website should be up and going, too, but it's still lion.ksu.edu.
Does it look good?
Yeah, I think so. I just was looking briefly. I got to go back and make double check because we were just in the migration of that as we coming on air. But it should look really good, so we're excited.
I think we have a phone call before we wrap it up here today. Good morning. You're in the garden with Travis.
Good morning. Triggers.
Okay. You have to turn your radio up. You have to turn that down.
Okay, it's off.
Okay.
Okay. So you said triggers?
Yes.
So, for control, really you'll have to find what's called like a miticide. It will also control fleas and ticks. If you're wanting to spray the yard for chiggers, they're kind of hard to control through sprays, but that would be really your only avenue of controlling them within a lawn setting. Would be to use some of those type of sprays.
Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. Did that answer your...
It just sounds kind of hopeless. So Severin dust or something like that doesn't really do any good?
No, that's not the best control. You might get some control from that. It's better, though, to use those miticides.
Miticides?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So. And does that do away with them, or is that just a temporary
It's probably thing? Going to be more of a temporary. It's not going to do away with them 100% because they'll move back into the area. But it would be a way to help reduce the numbers within your...
Yes. I'll do anything.
What kind of an application is that?
Okay. So generally, it's a liquid application. Some of them you can buy where it's ready to just screw on the end of your hose, and so it looks like you're out watering the lawn, and it's applying the chemical that way for you. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, speaking of a nuisance, that can certainly be a nuisance, can it?
I think they've been thick, depending where you're at and on your location, too. They have certain areas they like better than others, too. Yeah. So they can be quite the nuisance.
All right. Well, we appreciate your call, and to Travis, we'll be back here again next week with another edition of In the Garden on KVOE. It's brought to you by our friends at the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. The Emporia Farmers Market. By Waters Hardware. Don't have what you need for that big job? Well, Waters has it in their extensive rental department. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50. And by Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Ron.
See you next week.
We'll see you next week.
We're back within the garden next Thursday here at KVOE Live and Local.
96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia, AM 1400 KVOE Emporia.